Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. It is the Tuesday Business Spotlight in a 3 o'clock time and 12 o'clock on the West Coast. And I'm interested to see how things, you know, we're experimenting with new times to see what fits best to our audience, although the archive makes us live on your time anyway. But it's just really fun to be doing this at a different time today. And today we are here with week 3 of Keep It Simple with Renee. And Renee Sullivan has been here for the last 2 weeks. Today is, like I said, week 3, sharing ways to build your online business. And today's show is about getting signups when you're new or you have very little money or no money to start with. And Renee is going to be talking about how to get people to look at your business every day. She's going to share some free and some paid resources and strategies that she uses herself to get 5 to 10 new active paid signups daily. And she's going to share her adapted version of one of her mentors' broke man plan, where she calls the broke woman / quit your job plan, leading into the perpetual traffic plan she also created with one of her mentors. So, Renee Sullivan, here we are. Keep it simple.
All right. Thank you, Dory. And I do want to say I did not create the broke man or the perpetual traffic plan. My mentor actually did that on his own. I just adapted my own version, so I just wanted to clarify. But thank you very much for your introduction.
Oh, I thought I said adapted. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you may have. I'm not sure. But anyways, I thank everyone for listening. And today's topic about getting signups when you have very little money or you're brand new is a very hot topic. I know this because I get questions all the time about this, but it's also touchy and it's kind of scary because, let's face it, a lot of people are afraid to admit that they need help. They need help getting signups in their business. I know this because I used to be one of these people. I was really scared that I would be seen as less of an entrepreneur if I wasn't successful right away. So what I want to do is ease your mind, because one of the best things you could do for yourself is to accept and admit that you need help and you know you need help signing up people. So you either find yourself a mentor that's going to show you how, or you end up figuring it out on your own. The hard way is trying to figure it out on your own. You will eventually get there, but it takes a lot of self-motivation. It takes determination. It takes persistence and a very thick skin. Anything you do as an entrepreneur, it takes a thick skin, because you need to keep going when you have a lot of challenges ahead of you. So it could be a very painful road if you want to figure things out on your own. So I really suggest getting help if you decide to admit that you need it. But anyways, last week I talked about automating your business, and a huge part of automating your business is building your list. I mentioned that last show because for online marketers, we're in the lead generating and list building business, not your company's business. It's in online marketing. The only way you're actually going to get signups is by building your list and engaging with your list. That's where the money is. And I'm going to repeat it because this is important. Your money that you're going to make is in the list that you have. But when you're starting out, you don't have a list. So what are you going to do? You have no money or very little money, and quite possibly you've been burned by other things you've tried, and you haven't been successful, and you've probably lost a lot of money, and you maybe lost friends in the whole process. So I get a lot of questions about this every single day. You know, I have no list. I have no money. I started this to make money, not spend any more money. So I know, because I've been there before. It's not that long ago that I was trying to figure out how to do this with very little money. So when you have no money and you have no skills yet, it can be scary. But it doesn't have to be as scary if you have strong leadership and a team that can show you what to do. So every single person that comes onto my team has access to a wealth of resources, and hopefully if you're on a team that has the same, that's a good thing, okay? And all the person has to do is just follow that one step at a time, at the pace that they can follow it, learn it, implement it, and eventually start teaching it. And that's really where you're going to get more money, is when you actually start the teaching. The faster your learning curve is, the faster you take action, the faster you're going to make money. It's really that simple. So what I teach my people to do right off the bat, they are taught about the value of advertising, getting traffic to their business. The only way they're going to get consistent signups is if they get hundreds of people looking at their business every single day. And the simplest, most efficient way to do that is automating your business using paid traffic sources. And we're going to get into that. So even from the very beginning, before they've actually signed up in the presentation, they're told that their business includes their primary offer, their marketing system, and the traffic. They're told that it's all those three things even before they sign up. Okay? Whether they fully understand that when they sign up is a completely different story in many cases, but that's how it's presented in the funnel that we use, and it's how it's talked about. And the reason it's presented that way is to minimize questions once they actually do join, minimize that number of people who say that they don't have money to advertise. And if I hear that they don't have that, it means that the person didn't really understand the presentation before they joined, or they just don't listen and they want to do it without the parts of the system, and that's just going to be a struggle for them. What they need to understand is that if they're going to be an online marketer, they absolutely need every piece of those components. But unless they're already wealthy or they already have a big team that's following them into the business, they're going to have to learn how to grow their business on a budget. So here is where I'm talking about my adapted version of the broke man's plan, okay, and it's moving into a perpetual traffic plan. But what I want to do is give credit where credit is due. My mentor, Rob Frazier, is the person that came up with this. And he came up with it because of his own necessity. It's what he did because he was over $102,000 in debt, and he was actually able to overcome that debt in 2 days shy of a year, 363 days, which is amazing. But that's usually why, you know, plans happen, because you have to come up with something, and this is what happened. So he came up with broke man's plan, and basically I'm going to talk about how I adapted and what he did and how I've adapted it to my broke woman's plan, because I'm a woman, and my quit my job plan, because that's what I've done and what's allowing me to personally quit my job come this June 2016. So here's what we do. We teach you in the broke man's plan how to use profits from each income stream that you have after your initial purchase, which is, of course, your business, your marketing system, and your traffic. So what we teach you to do is build your list through paid traffic and to save a portion for living expenses. So after you started in your business and your marketing plan, you place your first solo ad, which is your traffic, you're going to work toward using commissions from these signups that you get by advertising your business. And you're going to put more of that into traffic and more in some into your living expenses. The more you advertise, the more opt-ins you're going to get, the more opt-ins and subscribers you get, the more likely that person is going to join you in that business. This is what we call building your list. And I have to stress this: over time, these people will sign up into your business as long as you continue to communicate and engage with them on a regular basis, not just with, you know, our pre-made autoresponder messages, but eventually with your own story and your emails that you're going to be sending out personally, your own videos, your own blog posts, your own posts on your social media walls, So that is
Renee,
what's going to. Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. We have a caller in the queue, and
okay.
I wanted to bring her in. We have Cindy here from Toronto. So again, you know, you're reaching, you know, outside of the States. I love this. So Cindy, welcome to Word of Mom Radio. You're here on Keep It Simple with Renee.
Hey, Cindy.
Thanks. Hi. Thanks, Dory. Renee, I have a question for you. You know, I'd really like to know, what are you recommending to people on how much they should spend on traffic to get their sign-ups, first of all?
That is a really good question, and it's a really common question. You basically spend what you can budget for, okay, and we help you figure that out. So here, obviously, new people don't have a lot to spend on traffic. So maybe you've only made enough in commissions to spend about $50 a week or less. If that's what you can do, spend $50 a week on traffic, okay? We have access to traffic sources that range from a really low cost to, you know, really expensive, depending on, you know, where you are in your phase of your business. So I don't encourage people to spend money that they don't have. So there could be weeks in the beginning where you don't have that money to spend on traffic, and that's where you use free traffic. And we'll get into that in a moment, but I want to focus on the paid. So eventually what you're going to want to do is scale up from maybe $50 a week to $100 a week, maybe to $200 a week, and eventually to $100 or $200 a day to thousands of dollars per day. You know, when you're spending money daily on traffic, that's when you've made a crossover from a broke person plan to the perpetual traffic plan. And this is when you're getting signups consistently, because you're building your list daily and you're making more money because your money is in your list. So basically you budget what you can do based on what earnings you've made for that week or for that day, okay? You know, one of my mentors says that his list is worth millions and he's never going to sell it. And when I first started online marketing, I had no idea what he was talking about. Now that I've been doing this a while, I understand it, and I understand that traffic and the list-building part of things. And then people have to keep in mind that signups happen over time, and unless you already have a big following, and you'll get those signups quicker if you do, but it could be months before you get signups. I mean, I don't want to say that that's what's going to happen, but it's possible. So what you do is you keep building your list and engaging with it. You know, so once you can spend a little on paid traffic, you can use that list to your advantage. You start engaging with it. You start telling your personal story. And the more you do that, the more that person's going to relate to you. So the more you build that list, you just keep doing it day in, day out, or week in, week out with that paid traffic. The more you build it, the more that momentum carries over, and eventually you have a list to 5,000-plus people. And then when you get to that list of 5,000 people, your signups almost come in consistently. You know, I noticed that myself, and it's only been recently that I actually reached that. But it does. You can definitely tell the difference between a list of 5,000 and a list of a couple hundred. So what we do with that is not to because we're working on commissions to pay for our advertising and our living expenses, we teach people not to rely on only one stream of income in order to get those signups and get paid. So especially right now, I want to talk about rev share companies, because I know I mentioned this last week. The idea of sharing and revenue type companies where you advertise but you also get paid based on those advertising, and you get a share of revenue in your advertising, that is a really good concept. But at any moment, something can happen, such as needing to change payment processors or, you know, moving out of the United States. You know, what we teach you is if that does happen, you can replace one certain income stream with something else. And in one of my shows, I think my last show, I'm going to talk about diversification and why that's important. But so if that happens in one of your income sources, you can replace that with something else, and that could be your income stream to get you more paid advertising. It could be a training series. It could be if you have a job like myself, It could be the paycheck from your job. It could be another traffic source. Okay, I'm always, you know, researching that kind of stuff. So we teach about the system and not putting just your money into just one thing. And I know that might be new to some people on who are listening on the show that maybe have one business. We teach you how to use your business and your marketing system and your traffic as your sources of income. So,
you know what, Renee, we're going to take a quick break here to just thank our sponsors. And then we have Cindy still on the line. She has another question she'd like to ask. Just give us a moment. For those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio on Keep It Simple with Renee. And I want to thank our sponsors today, Dandy Papel. Myra Betances is the CEO and founder of D&E Papel, P-A-P-E-L. And it's a stationery and handmade events invitation. She's an arts and lifestyle blogger, and she's worked with celebrities like Lisa Vanderpump and Courtney Hall. Her work's been featured in various print media and most recently in Bella New York magazine. Myra is also the founder of a not-for-profit organization called Create Happy Moments, and her mission is to provide children of underprivileged beginnings to have a happy childhood memories by cultural education. She's the mother of three and a wife and a leader at the ETTW Women in Columbus, Ohio, and she's working with like-minded women and educating fellow entrepreneurs in what she does also. So you can find her at dandepapel.com, and please connect with her online. Her stationery is so beautiful. So if you're ever doing something where you want something one of a kind, it's definitely where to go. And our other sponsors, stadiumbags.com. Our clear bags and backpacks meet the see-through requirements for professional and college sports. They offer a 3-year warranty because they are that good. And we all know cheap is expensive. So if you're going to buy a bag, you want one that's going to stand up season after season. They're ergonomically designed, fabric reinforced with double zippered compartments, extra padded straps, and they're constructed in the thickest materials available. The Clear Mini Backpack and Clear Mini Messenger Bag also have features unique to stadiumbags.com. For you people that are, you know, so connected to your electronics, you can't leave them behind, there are zippered outer sleeves that let you bring your smart device with you, track your teams or work, and never have to take it out of your bag to use it. And ladies, we may be tomboys at heart, but when you need to be discreet, you're in the clear with an inner sleeve that offers privacy inside a transparent bag. So you can go to stadiumbags.com and find out why we're the clear choice. And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with Renee and Keep It Simple. And, Renee, I want to bring Cindy back in because she has another question that she wants to ask you. So, Cindy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. That was great information, though, Renee, that you had.
Thanks.
So far. But just a couple of questions left was, what are the specific marketing system and traffic resources you have to share?
Oh, cool. I'm glad you asked that. I was going to get into that, but I'm glad you asked it anyways. So if you have a good system in place, obviously you have a good marketing system and it's part of your whole process. So the answer to the marketing system question is I use Power Lead System, okay? And if Dory, I think I may have given you that link. You can post it in the chat room if you want. But Power Lead System, what I like about Power Lead System, and this is what I was taught to do by, you know, my mentors, is the reason why I like it is it's both a lead capture page maker and it's also an autoresponder in one system. And it really is one of the most comprehensive marketing systems out there, because, and it's why I use it and my whole team uses it. And it's also obviously one of our income streams. It has its own training series built in, but we on our team teach you how to plug into our specific funnel with our, you know, share codes and how in our autoresponder messages and email series and lead capture pages and stuff. So that is the good thing about that. You can use that system, and it's very comprehensive, and that's why I like using it. As for traffic, that is constantly evolving, just like the nature of online marketing is always evolving. You have to constantly keep up and research and read up on things. The same thing with traffic. You know, what may have worked in traffic, you know, a couple months ago may be exhausted in a few months. So you have to really be up on that. Right now, as of this moment, one of the low-cost traffic sources I'm using is called Udemy Solo Ads. And last week in last show, I showed you how you in a solo ad, you have to provide an email copy for a solo ad. What's good about Udemy Solo Ads is that they are low-cost, and they can range from about $40 for about 50 clicks to hundreds or thousands of dollars, depending on how many clicks you want to have. And as I mentioned last week, the more clicks you buy, the less it, you know, per click it costs. And Udemy is great for those people on the broke person's plan because of the low cost, and that's what we tell our new people to start with. And you can put a link to that if you want, Dory. But as you move and progress in your business, you move to that perpetual traffic plan, and you can afford higher quality traffic. I encourage people to use Traffic for Me, that's another source, and Traffic Authority. And just recently, our team is testing out other sources. And, you know, we do it on a regular basis, but those are the three main ones that I use right at this second. Another one I'm looking at is MLM Leads. But, I mean, that is the biggest part and the most efficient way to actually get traffic to your business. However, when you're on a budget and you're not earning consistently, you obviously need free traffic. So this is where I want to talk about some of the things you could do for free. And I know I'm going to get into more of this next week when I talk about blogging to brand yourself. But one of the best ways to have free traffic is to start branding yourself with blogging. And it could be as simple as using Facebook as your blog. You can have a motivational or inspiring graphic or a thought for a day to get people thinking. Cindy is really good at this. She's a perfect example of someone who, you know, posts really good value and posts things that get people thinking. But what you can do with that post is you can actually put a link to your lead capture page for your business. What I actually do is I alternate between the links I use, and I actually get subscribers who are curious about, I have followers, so they're curious about, like, okay, today she posted this link, and yesterday she's got this one. So people are very curious about, if you have followers, and this will eventually happen with you as you, you know, progress in your business. If you post a link, people will get curious, and they will opt in. But how that happens is you're posting value on your wall, and the more followers you have in social media, you can use your following in social media. That's another version of your list. So you can share other people's posts. You can post links to webinars, or today I posted the show I was doing on my wall. I'm not spamming my business. I'm adding value. I'm showing people, you know, how they can do better in their business. People want to, they need that. They need that help.
Renee?
So when they see, yes?
We have another caller from New York City on the line. So
okay,
I just want to bring them in. So,
absolutely.
Hi, who is this? You're here with Dory and Renee on Word of Mom Radio and Keep It Simple.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi.
Awesome. Who's this?
Name is Rusty Stephanopoulos, and I know, you just bear with me, please. It's going to be a little hard to believe. I'm a campaign worker with Miss Hillary Clinton. I don't know if you don't have to say who you're voting for, but I'm hoping a lot of people out there listening will vote for Hillary. And believe it or not,
wait. This is, do you have a question for Renee? Because this is not a political show.
I know,
so
yeah.
Do you have a question for her?
Well, I wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton's plans for small business.
That's not why we're here, but thank you anyway. If you want to email me, Rusty, if you want to come on the show to talk about stuff, that would be great. You can send me an email, dory@wordofmomradio.com.
All right,
thanks,
sounds good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's okay. No
yeah,
worries.
Yeah, you really want to talk to me about politics.
That was another
subject
I spoke about today.
Well, you know what?
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Rock on that people are here, you know, thinking that Word of Mind, like I said, you want to talk to me about politics, we can do that in prime time.
That is right.
Anyway.
Anyways, but as I was talking about posting value on your wall, I posted, you know, value showing that I was going to be doing my show today, and people want that and need that to increase their business. So you can also blog directly, like if you have your own blog and website. But if you don't have that, there's free sources such as IBO Toolbox. You can blog on LinkedIn, okay? You can, you know, and I will get into this more specifically next week when I talk about blogging, but those are some ways you can do that. Huge is YouTube, okay? The most common question I get about YouTube is, okay, I've never made a video before. What do I talk about in a video? How often should I make a video? And when you're first starting, the more videos you make, it's going to be better for you for several reasons. If you've never made a video before, you're probably nervous. You might not know what to do or what to say, but the more you do them, the better and more comfortable you're going to get at doing them, and obviously the more value you're going to have to people. So what I recommend for YouTube is challenging people to make at least one video every single day. The reason why I started doing videos myself is I was challenged for 10 days in a row to make one video a day. And I was scared out of my mind, but I did it anyways. And my first videos were not that good, okay? But I got better, okay? It's just one thing you just have to get out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yes, they were. I saw your videos from the start. You did fine.
Well,
you were just nervous. They got better,
I
but it's not
nervous.
Like you started horribly. Come on.
Well, you know.
Cut yourself some
They're
slack.
Much better now, but than they used to be. But anyways, thank you. I appreciate you saying that, Dory.
You're welcome.
But anyways, what do you talk about in your videos? You talk about what you learned. You talk about what you're trying out. You talk about the progress you're making. You talk about why you're doing what you're doing, your why. Tell your story. People want to hear from you and they want to relate to you. You could talk about what you're doing in your daily life and the things you're working toward. And I know for people who are kind of new, they're already I actually know people who are new, and they're actually already doing tutorials on things that they've learned. There's a guy that I'm following. He's really good at creating sound and graphics and editing, so he does a lot of tutorials, and he's pretty new. And he teaches you how to integrate them into their videos. He's branding himself because he's just really good at that stuff. So the more you do that, the more sign-ups you're going to end up having. And I actually have an interesting story about YouTube. I actually answered a question on someone else's YouTube video. This was actually a couple months ago. I ended up getting a sign-up into my marketing system because of a question I answered. I didn't even post my link, but because I answered this question, this person went to my YouTube channel, and they looked at the content that I had. They saw the value I was offering. They got a link to my marketing system because I had a tutorial video on a marketing system. I mean, it's really powerful. I mean, I can't say enough about YouTube. And I know another thing I can talk about is Instagram. I know Cindy uses this a lot, and she actually automates it to her and her other social media sites. Pictures are powerful, okay? So let's say you have a health and wellness business, and you can post a picture of a healthy meal or a healthy cooking tip or an exercise routine you're doing. And if you have a link to your lead capture page for your business, that's free advertising, and you're not spamming people's inboxes. It's just you being passionate about your business, and you're not putting out your company's name. You're just putting a link, and people are going to relate to that a lot better. And a note about, you know, spamming inboxes in social media, that's a huge no-no, okay? Marketers don't, you know, we don't want that. People don't want you giving your offer in inboxes, especially if you don't know that person. It shows that you're new. It shows that you're desperate, and your responses are not going to be favorable. This happens to me all the time. I either ignore the
and
person.
And on that note.
Yes?
You know what, I'm sorry, but on that note, we have to be wrapping up. So I know
okay.
You're going to get into more specifics next
yes,
week
I will.
On things. I want to thank Cindy for calling in from Toronto. Thank you so much. Again, you can email me at dory@wordofmomradio.com. Renee, your email that you are using? is?
Yes. It's renee@reneesullivan.net.
And please reach out to Renee on our Facebook pages. The same thing with me, with questions and comments. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Author's Alley. I'm here with Kathy Schimmel and her, Schimmelfield with her great, really fun book for moms. And on Thursday, I'm talking with Orca Publications. So it's a busy week here on Word of Mom Radio for all of you tuning in. Thank you so much. Renee, thanks for another great show with Keep It Simple. Thanks for our callers and everyone in the chat room today. And we will see you here on Word of Mom Radio again. So until then, this is Dori DiCarlo saying for all of us, bye for now, and go out and create a marvelous you.